Good morning, everybody. My name is Don Johnson. I'm chair of the audit committee for the Port of Tacoma. And with me today is Commissioner Claire Petrich, who is my co-chair. And I'd like to open the audit committee meeting at this time. So would you please rise and start with the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is approval of the minutes for the April 26, 2019 meeting.
Well, I'd like to move that we approve those minutes.
Okay, I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay.
I love our meeting.
We should go to two commissioners almost on everything. I'm not going any further than that. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is public comment. Anybody in the audience would like to make a public comment? Seeing none, we'll go to the general business. And now we have a presentation by the State Auditor's Office on an entrance conference. So if you would, please, Joanne.
So my name's Joanne. We're here, but I'm here with Dave Smokel, and we're doing the entrance conference for the Port of Tacoma. As you're aware, we're here on an annual basis. Today, we're gonna talk about what the work is that we're gonna do and the timing of the report. As you know, Pat McCarthy is the state auditor, and our mission is to provide citizens with independent, transparent examinations of how state and local governments are used. And that includes even though your financial statements are audited independently by RSM, we review that work for two reasons. One, we review it to include in our analysis for the accountability audit. And the second is eventually it still is posted on our website, so the public still has the ability to review those audited financials.
And I like your opening comments, because I see your organization more as a partner than a cop. And in this business, it's nice to have partners, so you minimize the problems.
Yes, so we do our best to try to bring attention to issues that could become bigger earlier on in the process. So we do consider their report or their audit. We actually meet with them and review their work when we do our planning, in addition to reviewing your minutes and your other discussions that are done throughout the year. So we are going to be starting this audit here shortly. And for accountability purposes, we're going to be looking at the related party. I need to tell you, we planned this audit after our presentation was prepared, so the actual areas are a little bit different.
Okay. Turned that in 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had to turn this in 3 weeks ago. But the areas that we actually, through our planning process, have determined was the related party. We're going to look at lease revenue and commissioner pay, contracts, bid law type items, travel and meals, and EFT transfers or wire transfers that are made, and fuel controls and usage of fuels that are done at the port. We don't, you know, for the accountability audit, the threshold's a lot lower than for financial statements, so we're not doing any duplication of work. We're just doing testing at a much lower level. At the end of our audit, which we're hoping to have complete by December, the report will be available out on our website. So you should get a copy, but it'll also be out on our website. As always, we are very diligent about protecting any confidential information. We just like to remind everyone that if we have access to it, just to remind us to tell us that. Based on our audit hours, and billing rate, it's $31,000 for this 2018 audit. And then we will communicate any issues to Darren as we go through the audit, and then meet with you at the end of, hopefully in December, to be able to discuss those, the end of, end results, so.
That's coming pretty quick.
That's great.
Yeah.
We'll get another meeting.
Yeah. So we have also left you our contact information. We're available throughout the audit, but also throughout the year. So as people, we have helped us, we have other resources. So if there are questions, you have a really good management staff. So we don't hear a lot, but we are available when there is issues.
Very good.
One question, if I could. I just was curious about the change in the topics. Did that come because it's an overall change? What was driving the differences?
So we have to get prepared for your presentation 3 weeks in advance, and we didn't have a chance to go through our planning steps. And the steps that we do is we look at your minutes, we look at what's going on in the industry, we look at what's going on at the state level for different accountability type things. We look at what we've done in the past. We also review your other auditors' reports. So when we do that, we just pick the things that we felt were more risky.
Okay, great, so. Great, thank you.
Thank you very much, appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you in December.
Yes.
Great.
With a very short presentation.
Okay.
Okay, next up is our external audit entrance conference with RSM. Lisa Wilson, please.
Thank you, Don. Hello, Claire.
Nice to see you.
So good morning. Thank you for having us here. We have a few things that we'll walk you through today. Just as a reminder, I'm Lisa Wilson. I'm the audit partner for the financial statement audit, and this is Kayla Lipston. She's the supervisor for the financial statement audit. And we look forward to walking you through a few things. So I'm going to have Kayla start, and then I will wrap us up.
So for the Port of Tacoma, we are engaged to form an opinion over the financial statements for the Enterprise Fund, as well as the Post-Employment Healthcare Benefits Trust, in accordance with government auditing standards. We also issue an agreed-upon procedures engagement for the 2019 net position for the Environmental Protection Agency. If expenditures are over federal awards exceed the required thresholds, we will perform a compliance audit, but it's not expected that we will have to do that for the port this year. We provide an audit opinion over the financial statements and the port's comprehensive annual financial report, and we review the document before it's submitted, and we'll issue a management letter with recommendations for the port's control environment.
Great.
As of today, we have completed our planning and risk assessment, as well as our assessment of internal controls. In late February and early March, we'll be doing our final field work for our substantive audit procedures. And we'll issue by the end of March and have our final presentation in spring of 2020. The planning risk assessment involves the risk of material misstatement in the financial statements. We design our audit to not provide absolute assurance, but to provide reasonable assurance that the financial statements are free of material misstatement. And this, the audit scope is the approach to determine what, or is based on our risk assessment. Materiality is the maximum level of misstatement that can be tolerated that without causing a reasonable person's judgment to significantly change or be influenced. And these, this threshold is determined based off of qualitative and quantitative factors. This threshold is also used for us to propose journal entries. The evaluation of internal controls is designed to provide reasonable assurance regarding defined objectives, whether they're operating effectively and efficiently. And there, we basically look over a high level of the control environment, the risk assessment of the entity, control activities, information, communication, and monitoring of those controls. And we do this at a top-down approach, assess the entity-level controls as well as the information technology related to general computer controls, and we identify significant accounts and processes and walk through those controls for each one of those. So this list right here is significant accounts and processes, and some of the big ones are your billing and cash receipts, your AP, lease transactions, payroll, debt-related and other related accounts. We do testing over environmental and the remediation obligation for those, as well as your information technology.
All right, so there are a couple of new accounting standards this year that are going to be applicable. Aaron and Darren and the rest of the team have done a fabulous job spending time over the last few months evaluating these and then prepared preliminary memos regarding their assessment of each of these. So GASB 84 is related to fiduciary activities, and it requires a fairly robust analysis of fiduciary type-like activities that could result in changes to accounting and certainly changes to disclosure. We haven't seen the port's final analysis on this yet, but it could result in some additional disclosures in the financial statements this year. GASB 88 is related to debt disclosures, and it adds some additional requirements in the footnotes as to various components of the debt structure that you have at the port. Darren and the team have already evaluated this and prepared the updated disclosure. It didn't change significantly the disclosures that have been in there in the past, but we will see a few changes related to that, but no changes to accounting. GASB 90 is related to equity interests. We're not anticipating this will have a huge impact. Initially, we thought it might impact the port's ownership of the Alliance, but it looks like that won't have any impact on the accounting going forward. And then the last one, which is actually not effective this year, it's effective 2020, and the port team is anticipating being in the position to adopt this effective basically January 1 of 2020, is related to leases. So this is not something new that you've heard from me, because we've talked about it for a number of years, but this is probably one of the most significant changes that have come through GASB in a number of years, outside of pension changes that we've seen over the last few years as well. This standard completely changes the concept related to leases, and the port, as being a significant lessee, a lessor will recognize a significant change on their balance sheet related to this. And Don Kelly and Darren Arcocki and the rest of the team, I'm sure, has been involved in their own fashion in this, have done a very thorough analysis of this already. And we are anticipating, even though it's not effective for the 19 audit, that we are doing some preliminary procedures as soon as that analysis is available for us, so that the team is ready to go come 1-1 of 20. The next one is GASB 89, and it's related to basically capitalized interest. This changes the requirement under the previous standard. The expectation is when you have construction progress that you would allocate or capitalize a component of that cost as being related to interest. The standard makes that go away. So I'm anticipating that the team will elect to adopt this and discontinue that interest capitalization. So that's everything that we had to present. Are there any questions or concerns on anything we talked about?
Commissioner?
Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Closing comments, Commissioner?
Thank you again. Thank you for how easily and freely it flows, and for all the work that you do to make us compliant and have excellent audits.
Yeah, and I want to thank you also because I do like getting the answer in the first two slides, because then you know exactly what to listen to and what not to listen to. So I do appreciate that, and I want to thank staff for having clean audits, and I want to thank RSM for being an active partner with our accounting group. So just been a great job. I've enjoyed the last
few years.
many years. So and I think it's going to stay that as we both part. I think we'll still have that same relationship, and I hope we do as we go forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Eric, please.
Eric.
This is my first audit committee meeting. It's been very exciting.
Yes.
We're keeping this way.
Just for the record, as the new executive director, I just wanted to state basically in public that we've got a good team. RSM has reached out to me already and made it clear that we've got an open line of communication between them. The finance team has been very patient with me, walking me through the various different GASB changes. There's been quite a few this year, actually, and some next year. You'll see that in the budget for 2020. We're booking some things differently, and so there's a bit of a stutter step with us all. But they've all been very good about walking through that in a very transparent way and making sure the whole team is involved. So I just wanted to say for the record that from my vantage point, this part of the organization is working very well.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
We are adjourned. Thank you.